Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
All right, welcome back to the Room Wars.
Welcome back, people.
Misfits 12 was looking violent.
Very violent.
Very violent. I was checking the Twitter, scrolling the TO, I'm seeing slump. Man outside the ring, man inside the ring. Hair flying, girls flying. There was a lot going on.
Very good show, man.
A draw between Rakzu and...
Oh, you want to start there?
Yeah, man, I want to start there.
Straight there. Rakzu versus OJ Rosé.
Because it was a draw. Mm-hmm. So that means, and there's people going to have their opinions.
Yes.
The general vibe right now, what's the general vibe? Is everyone saying Rosé should have won?
I believe so. The way Raksu's acting on the Twitter.
Yeah, because he's had to defend himself.
Yep.
He's had to
OJ
defend himself. I've seen him defend himself.
Won. Whilst watching that, I believe OJ won. Mm. A lot of people in the community believe OJ won.
I thought he won. I just watched the full fight. Lisa actually watched the fight before we were recording it, so I know really what's going on. Raksu won the first round.
Came out good, very good.
Yeah,
worked behind
the
jab.
Won the first round.
A nice 1-2.
OJ Rosé won the three after that. It was 3-1.
And the thing is, Raksu didn't build upon what he was doing in round one.
No, because
he was just hiding in the shell and trying to throw
the pressure. Yeah.
And the thing is, Raksu, you're meant to be Rak Klubberlang Su. No, what are you doing hiding in your shell? He made Kenny run before. Why didn't that beast mode come out?
All them traps and lats and everything. You got to push my man back, man.
Yeah, but when I was watching it, I was questioning, did the weight cut affect him? Was he too weight drained?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Because
he didn't really step out.
He didn't step out of gear too.
No, but I feel like he went to go for it and then he got
sacked. Yeah. And then I was wondering, is it the case where OJ Rosé hits hard? That's why he had to stay behind.
This is the question though.
He's gone.
This is the question. I don't know. I feel like obviously only Rakzu can answer that and say yay or nay. Obviously, if you see this clip, please let us know. Does OJ Rosé hit hard?
And what? OJ does what OJ does.
Yeah.
He's building upon down. What he does.
He walks you down, consistent pressure, head and body attack.
Rakzu, we saw, it's like, okay, I was thinking, okay, after round one, okay, he's just trying to box Rosé. He don't want to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
He just wants to box.
Yeah.
Then as the rounds were going on, he wasn't really boxing.
No, he had no choice to fight because he was too
surviving,
tired.
just trying to counter.
And he was in his show a lot.
Mm.
He spent a lot of time covering. He did try and fight back. You could see the effort in him. No one can question Rakzu's determination, his heart, because you can see he wants to win. He wanted to do it, but he couldn't. But I think he prepared in the wrong game plan. I think because he watched OJ Rosé, he's a come forward fighter. He just settled for the fact he's a come forward fighter.
Yeah.
He didn't say, you know what, he normally comes forward, but I'm bigger than him. He ain't coming forward with me.
Rakzu's,
you know,
like saying? JJ size.
Yeah.
Rosé should be fighting Jarvis.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You shouldn't be preparing the game plan as if you can't push him back.
You've got to treat him like a little man.
Yeah, and I think that's where he went wrong, is he said, he's a come forward fighter, so I'm going to use my jab, keep it long. No, bro, with him, someone smaller than you, do your thing. You should be able to stand up in the middle.
The sad thing about this is, I thought Rakzu was going to dominate to warrant him fighting Slim, getting that Slim fight. Because that's the route you're on, the journey you're meant
to
be on.
That's what
so
I
you're meant
thought.
To show, yo, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
That wasn't Slim, I'm coming for you fight.
Yeah, that doesn't show it at all.
Mm.
And it makes OJ Rosé he's one of those fighters, man. No one wants to get a call from Mam saying you got OJ Rosé. It's a long night. Mm. His fight style is a hindrance, bro.
It's weird because When he fought Kenny, he done well.
Yeah.
Then he fought Ham, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Then he fought Rose. It wasn't like he fought bad, but I wanted to see more. I wanted to see Clubber Lang Su. Where was
Clubber
you?
Clubber Lang Su. And you know, he has to show more. He has to show more. Because he has to show why he deserves to be amongst those big names. You know what I'm saying? But he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He'll be back. OJ Rose, I don't know what's next for him.
The thing with OJ, yeah, he needs to work on his fighting style because his last fight was a close fight. I thought he won when I was there.
Yeah, I thought he won when I was there.
So it's like there's something going on with his style that he needs to work on.
Yeah.
He needs to improve.
It's the effectiveness of it. Like
he needs to choose his power shots.
Yeah.
He needs to look for the openings.
He's very rugged. He's very rugged.
Also, it's a weird style is that it looks like he's trying too hard.
Mm.
It looks like he's fighting like he's behind.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always looks like he's chasing the fight.
So he needs to work on developing his style.
He's had
so
a few close ones now.
A bit, he falls in too much. Falls into range too much. Needs to keep a bit of space so people can see the good work going on.
He's got a good base to work with.
Very good base.
He's got a good base to work with. That style, if you refine it up a bit, he will go a long time undefeated and like, you know, not losing again because it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But he just needs to clean up certain bits of it.
But I think he needs to drop weight. That category Jarvis and all of that.
That will help.
That category is,
these big guys, can't get them out of there.
The
smaller guys, maybe you can break them down.
Yeah.
Who was there any other?
True Geordie's guy, Joey Knight versus Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah. I was seeing some tweets. Let me hit the Twitter.
So, that fight was very interesting. Most Wanted is like a Twitter guy.
Mm.
They sort of brought him in and whatnot. But I warned him. I said to him, you're doing too much time on Twitter. You need to be working on your craft.
You need to be working on your craft.
And then look what happened. Man thought he was JJ doing this jumping up and down stuff. And got clarted. Like,
that's what happens, though.
The thing is, you have to be yourself in this thing.
You have to.
Don't try and impersonate other people.
No,
it doesn't work.
No, that's the first step to fail. That's the first step to failure.
And
you're trying to copy your next man.
And see, the thing is, even that jumping style, JJ and them man, or MVPs gave them the philosophy why we're doing this style.
Yeah.
People are seeing this style and it's doing it, thinking it's something like...
Yeah, you can't just copy it. It's not, first of all, you don't want to do it. Oh, here it is. Yeah, but this Joey Knight guy can box.
He can box.
He can fight.
He can box.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Oh, jeez.
Come box. He wants Dean, innit? So like he's trying to build himself up.
Him and Dean the same weight, yeah?
Yeah, same weight.
Okay. Because he can box a bit.
He can box. You should have seen the other thing he done.
He's not new to boxing. Oh, yeah. That was a cheeky move.
Yeah, that's right. See him, he's never seen that football in his life.
Never in his life.
Before he got Houdini. He didn't know where he went.
Where are you going? Bow. Oh, my days. Yeah, man.
He tried it. He wanted the opportunity, innit? Yeah. So he got it. He asked for the opportunity and got it. So he just needs to go back to the issue is, when people lose, they rush back to the ring too quick.
They do. It's not about... You don't have to rush. Just learn something.
The game's not going nowhere.
Learn something. But no, all right, cool. So we're going to see what Joey Knight's journey is saying. And if he gets to that point where... He can get that scrap with Dean the Great.
Yeah, Waleed, Dean.
And Waleed, yeah, that sort of category. Prime card category. Let's see. Minicon needs to stop.
He needs to stop. He's getting worse.
I'm going to end up with a compilation video of me telling people that they need to stop. But you know why he needs to stop? Because I'm worried about it.
He's actually getting worse.
He's getting worse, bro. I used to think... You know what, Minicon got a little...
See when he had the first fight with Arms?
Yeah.
Thinking, all right,
he can work with this guy. But no, all of this movements that he makes scares me, bro. Sometimes I'm like, is he awake?
Listen.
Is he awake?
I don't know if he's on...
Because he moves Like, the way he moves is like he's always concussed.
I don't know if he's on a lean, boy.
He moving lean. He's leaning on the ropes right there.
Like, what did Lil Wayne say? Don't worry, what's in my cup?
No, bro. This is that's the type of thing he would say. Look at it.
I don't know. Chase was manhandling him.
Yeah, like violating him.
And all the saddest thing is, yeah, he was around when Chase first came to the gym and he caught him box.
Yeah, and now look.
This is
I
not
just don't get it. No, Minicom, man. No, man. He's a real company man, though.
Yeah, look.
Oh, my days.
But Chase is obviously strong.
Yeah.
Look, open my eye.
Look, he's bare just pushing falling the shoving, down
but
on the floor.
Man was dashing him about.
Look how he drops, though.
Look.
Yeah. Like, he's got no
nothing. Yeah.
Resistance. Like, his body's empty. Like, I don't understand Minicom, man. I don't understand. And we've had conversations. We've interviewed you a couple of times. You know, you've said to me before, we were saying something on the show, and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, bro, what are we supposed to do?
It's like...
You're supposed to be better than this now.
But it's like, people are cool with just losing. Like, people are, like, happy to lose.
Yeah.
They'll lose and be busting joke afterwards
life.
And that.
Yeah, go and live life.
Hold tight all the man them that if you lose, you go to the changing room, you smash it up, you go home angry.
Yeah.
Like, I rate you, man.
Tell your girl, don't talk to me. Yeah, don't talk to me.
That's how it should be.
You
don't be happy.
Yeah.
Don't try and party and celebrate and pop champagnes after a loss. You should be vexed.
Listen, you should be vexed.
Your spirit should
bro.
Be upset.
You should be vexed. You know what
I can't stand, man.
And if you got kids, that's how you got that no tolerance for the kids.
Yeah.
The kids are just doing normal kid things. You're like, why don't you just stop?
That's how you should feel. Trust me.
That's how you should feel.
Like, you can't
if you lost. Yeah, you shouldn't just be like, all right, let's go to Shoreditch.
Yeah.
That's what you'd be saying. You know what you just say? Oh, you know what? Let's go up channel.
Yeah.
No, bro.
Yeah,
no.
Be
next, upset.
You should be
improve.
Angry.
Improve.
Yeah. And use that anger to fuel you.
Yeah, and stop embarrassing yourself. Because one day, you know, imagine, just think of it like this. One day, you might something in your life might happen. You change as a person. This is still out there.
Bro, you know the
never
worst thing?
To be identified as something
the
else.
Worst and the most cheekiest thing is, is that certain man will lose, then the winner will go into their changing room, take a picture of them with black eyes and that.
Nah.
And they're taking pictures.
Nah.
Bro, you know these people, the winners are going to go home, show their family, I beat up this guy.
Yeah, I beat
when
up
they have,
this
when
guy.
When they have children, look, this is what happened when I'm fighting
guy.
Days, I beat up this guy. Grandchildren, look what I've done to this guy, and it's going to be you in the picture.
Oh my days. Listen, that sounds terrible.
It's mental.
But, damn. This is Minicom. I don't know what he's doing, man. I don't know. I feel he needs to take some time out of the ring, like you said.
Learn.
Take some time out. But he's had time.
He's had time.
He ain't got that excuse. Mm. He ain't got that excuse. Because he's been fighting since Social Gloves, no?
Yeah.
Social
Gloves. Yeah. He did it.
He fought Swaggy P when the first Oscar. Since then, and you mean to tell me now you're just fooling around and making man like Chase go on Netflix series
and
come back and beat you up?
They've had spars before and that.
And he started before him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, like, man.
It's a tough one.
Sorry, bro. Look
at him, abyss, man.
Nah, look at the rope. Nah. Hold on.
Oh!
No, but you know what scares me? You know what scared the leg shaking.
Yeah, because he shut down his thing.
The leg shaking. That's what scared me, because he's out, but his leg was vibrating, bro.
Respect Jay for getting in there.
No,
he knows all his opponents are going to be bigger than him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but maybe you shouldn't.
But it's my name, you know them short man that are on it? Like, just.
But that's what happens when you're on it for no reason. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You can tell everyone you're on it, but this ain't the way to be on it, bro. I'm just keeping it 100.
But yeah, I want to see big things coming from Fox the G, man.
He's
got my
mad.
Backing and support, man. Definitely, man. He's got my backing and support.
No, yeah, but he needs to get some people his size, you know what I'm saying?
Who's Spartan?
Fox, both of them.
No, but Fox was supposed to fight Fred.
Oh, okay.
They were supposed
right
to fight.
Now, right,
they were supposed to fight, I think, on a few misfits ago, but I think the zone said Fox was 17 at the time, so no.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And then they said, all right, Spartan J stepped in, and then now he's going to have to look, all right, cool, fair enough.
But I think he's the same weight as Dean, he's in that category.
Yeah.
So build him up eventually, innit?
Build him up, step by step. He's young, innit?
He's young.
Bruv, look at this, fam. Look at this, fam. This guy, they need to get him in another category, man. They need to get him in another weight. Because that's not healthy, though.
It's not.
He's just not healthy.
It's not.
Because his leg's rattling. It's not healthy.
8 months out, I'll say, mate. Don't come back for 8 months.
No, for real. There's no point.
Yay. Boom. Look, the rotation hit the feet.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy.
We got Fox, man. 80s dinner.
Fox. Well done, man. Well done, because I've spoken to you. You've always, you know, shown man the respect. You care about the scene. You're involved in the scene. You can become very influential in the scene.
Yeah.
If you just keep doing what you're doing, man. Alongside many others as well.
But next time, wear the Michigan colours, man. You got to represent your city, man. Man's wear the Michigan colours, man.
Yeah. Keep them cane rolls as well. Keep them cane rolls. Now, Tristan Ham.
But it's not Logan Paul.
So this guy come out without a hairband, which is always a bad omen.
Hey, the funny thing is, BJ has been telling me, listen, Leon, it's going in round one.
Yeah.
This guy's not lasting two rounds.
No, but ref here, that's for Paul.
Of course.
Paul from referee.
Hey, them Polish. Polish donnies, man.
Yeah, I'm not shaming no one. I'm not trying to pop anyone's thing down. I'm just saying it for what it is. This is Paul
from
referee.
Very dangerous.
The man's hand's holding one rope. And
it's coming off
his head twists.
Yeah.
His head twists. Look, and referee's chilling,
though. Look.
Like here, standing eight man or something. Yeah. Because
call it off, man. Yeah. But Tristan's strong, man. He climbs. He climbs mountains.
You can see
mountains with ice on. Icy mountains.
Oh wow!
Like he's super climbing strong. Icy mountains. Like he does. He's outside.
What, like a Bear Grylls thing,
bro. Like that. See, like them adrenaline junkies. Outside.
They do all
the crazy adrenaline stuff. That's him.
Like live by the fire for
4 days. Yeah, outdoors, like outdoors. Like he's outdoors. He's outside. Like he's a real outdoors guy.
Like real
Red Bull extreme stuff and all that. Okay. Yeah, like so he's got the strength from that. Look, he's a killer as well.
You see his eye, bro.
He's angry. But them adrenaline junkies are all mad.
Yeah, they are.
But they don't care about dying.
Yeah, they don't care.
They have no fear.
This is minor.
Yeah, they have no fear.
Climbing the icy mountain is harder than boxing. For me.
Yeah, of course.
Now they let him go back out.
And BD is a very good coach as well.
Jeez. So now, oh man. Look, he's just on him. Bang! Oh!
He's looking to come back with follow up through as well. Jump!
Hey, yeah, man. That was it.
Look, adrenaline junkie, on it. He's definitely going to be back. He loves it.
Jumping
back.
Over you like this,
blood properly, man. He's here, man.
That's like a shark, man. He said, I like this.
Yeah, I love this.
I like this.
This what it feels like?
Yeah, man. Not Logan Paul.
But big up Tristan Ham. Welcome to Misfits.
Yeah, welcome to Misfits. And
you're
not going to have many people wanting to fight you with performances like this. This is dangerous. You're showing danger.
Yeah.
But you'll be back in there. And I think he's got a future in this thing. Because he can put the punches together. And as you said, he's got a good coach with BJ. So, yeah. This, again, you know, we spoke about that earlier. I wanted to start with that Raksu and OJ Rosé. Raksu, when you got some free time, man, come down to the gym, my son. Because you can do certain things, but it's just, you know, I can see it.
You know what it is? See the thing as well, though. See Raksu. He's got a funny sense of humour on Twitter. Like, he will tweet, OJ's going to beat me up and whatnot. Like, things. But that's the wrong type of dialogue you want to do because that goes into your subconscious.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Be careful what you tell yourself.
Yeah,
the inner dialogue
Don't overthrow the thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? You sometimes just keep it where it is.
It'll speak things into existence and that.
But Raksu, he got it.
He's got it, man. He can
both of these guys.
They're both good guys.
If they hone what they have, it could be peak.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
He hones that walking forward style.
Yeah.
Constant pressure, finds his weight category as peak. Raksu learns how to use his athleticism and that heart speed because you've seen him use it. Right. So he just needs to find a way to unlock that consistently.
He didn't fight his fight.
No, he survived OJ's fight.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't think he won the fight.
Yeah.
Because he survived OJ's fight. Look, even when you're flicking, you're seeing...
Round three, done a back fist.
You know what I mean? One of the hardest punches we've ever seen in the women's crossover game.
Yeah.
If not the hardest.
Good fight. AJ came out all right.
She did.
Went to utilize the range, utilize that lead arm, keeping it out there.
She had the right.
She's improvement.
She had the right. But you know what? I think L just, look, because even that, bro.
That's the strength, bro, innit? Look.
The strength.
Come on, man. Brock Lesnar.
Literally here. Bam. Yeah. Now, look, look.
Yeah, look. Get down. Look.
This, bro.
Yeah.
Hurt. Like, yeah. L was throwing with some. Yeah. What weight is this? Middleweight? Women's? Is this middleweight? No, middleweight is Julian, isn't it?
I don't know. But their weight's a bit different.
Oh, yeah, no. Julian, that's cruiserweight.
Yeah, yeah.
They're Misfits cruiserweight category. This is middleweight, okay. Because L's. I said L hits hard, though. I said that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said, when she was putting the knuckle pads on, I said, you don't need two sponges on your knuckles. She said, this is what I normally wear. I hit hard. I said, nah, not today. Boom. Then she hit the pad. Bam. I said, right then. Okay, so you got a little power. And then her knuckles was all red in that afterwards. But I'm not surprised. She put that power down.
Middleweight, 125.
125?
Yeah.
Okay, 125. Yeah, she's hitting. At 125,
yeah,
I'm telling you, that shot on the temple there, AJ Bunker was shaky from then. And remember, this don't happen to these people in their life.
Not in their life.
So imagine your equilibrium and being dazed for the first time in your life is now, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I say, when I was a kid, I remember I saw this flash or my man spot me. Cool.
Yeah.
You got no reference.
No reference.
You just here showing body and living life. And then you just, all of a sudden, you're like, rah.
And not the funniest thing is, the first time my equilibrium went or I got concussed was American football.
Yeah.
So when it happened to me once in a fight, I was comfy.
Okay,
lay on hands up, move off. That's it. Stay behind your jab. Because I've been through that. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been through it...
No. Bro, you have to... Yeah. It's something that it's like... You have to kind of program yourself for years to expect.
And see, the thing is, probably a lot of these coaches haven't explained this situation to their
fighters.
Yeah, especially the ladies. Listen, especially this could happen.
Ladies, yeah.
This happens. I want you to do X, Y, Z. Make sure you breathe. Make sure you keep your hands up. Make sure you get on your bike.
Mm-hmm. But remember, we had to educate Gib.
Yeah, it's true.
We had to educate him.
He didn't listen.
Yeah. We had to educate him, but then he did listen in the end, because when he got hurt in his fight,
after he knew,
see him
because he's been there before.
He went into that mode where he'd move with the hand, and we didn't have to worry he was hurt.
Yeah,
before we was worried he was hurt because we knew he wasn't going to do the right
thing.
Here, AJ Bunker's hurt, but it must be a mad experience.
Yeah,
so she thinks, I don't know if I should fight back, hold you. Then L's strong and rough.
The ref was on them, though. This is boxing. Box.
Yeah, the ref was on them. Hold him.
This ref was a good one. This one was... He was anti-hugging.
You wanted to see fighting.
Yeah.
You see,
she's just going the wrong way. Look, she went the wrong way. She was going the wrong way. Opened up herself.
She got
what she was looking for. She was moving the wrong way, man.
She got what she was looking for.
I like the way she looks decent.
Yeah.
She looks decent.
She can be worked with for 100%. Because you can tell she'll listen to technique.
Yeah.
Elle looks better. Elle don't look as wild. Yeah. She don't look as wild. She, you know what I mean? Like, there's a little rhythm.
She's lighter, isn't it?
Yeah, you see the way she's moving around the ring. There's a lot better movement coming from Elle. And she's got the power.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, AJ should have fought like an amateur boxer for this fight.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah.
In and out.
Pick and move.
Because I think in the previous fight before that, she was very mobile. Now she lacked the mobile stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But she ain't going to match Elf. Oh. Look.
Oh.
Moved the wrong way. She opened up the wrong way.
Oh.
Look. Boom.
Woo.
Went square.
In the rears.
Into the power. Show me. Bam.
Damn.
Yeah. It's sad to see girls get hit like that.
It is. When L landed, she must have felt that in her hand. That's the sort of bang you feel in your hand, like, I know I've got you. Yeah.
Has to be done. Well done, ref, man.
Good refereeing. That was a hard right hand. Boom.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But honestly, AJ, take time out.
Yeah, and she could.
You can be a good fighter. You're a good fighter. So, keep training, and then we'll see you back again, man, hopefully end of the year.
She should be back, man. AJC, I don't say about everybody, See, don't say it about everybody. She can be back. She can bounce back. She's got to learn a few things, man. Mm-hmm. And L is abnormally strong for the weight category. Mm-hmm. So people are going to have to devise a game plan in order to get around her strength. You know what I mean? That's it. The thing, these things happen, though.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, Lee, I'm going to ask you this straight up. Did Ed Matthews get set up or not?
Woo! Hey, listen.
Dude, because I'm going to speak from the place that I can speak from.
See,
this
okay.
is...
Look.
This
look.
Is... Wait. This is when you piss off Vince McMahon or something.
Hey.
Yeah? Rey Mysterio was in the ring, yeah? And all the lights turn off and Undertaker walks out. Why is Rey Mysterio fighting Undertaker? Because Vince said, go and kill the little man. That's what happened. It ain't right to put Matthews in there with Pinedo.
Nah.
It's not right.
Nah. But you know what it is? I think... Not that... Okay, let me start. When he was in the ring waiting, yeah, then Jinty ran out, then Swarms ran out. Then who else?
B-Dave
went out. I was thinking, raw, this is overstimulating, you know?
Yeah, it's overstimulating.
It's too much, because if someone comes out, okay, you might think in your mind, you're thinking, okay, game plan against this guy, whatnot, boom, boom, boom. Then the next man, that's like, come on, man.
And then it ends up being...
Yeah, a harder man. The pro.
It ends up being the pro.
Yeah.
Difficult. Ed Matthews was hard done by. Now, it's partially his fault because of the character he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's, you know, that's just how life is. When you're those sort of guys, people want to see you get beat up. It's true. I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm just making people aware, you know. If you feel like you're like Ed Matthews or something like that, just bear in mind, quite a lot of people will want to see you get beat up. Some people will like you. Yeah. I think he's cool because he don't affect me with what he's doing. But to the ones he affects, he will wind them up. See, the
Ed Matthews only has 1 to 2 rounds in him.
Yeah, because he comes to scrap.
That's it. Blow his load.
Yeah.
I want to blast this guy out, yeah. It's a real street fight thing, isn't it? See, the bell goes on. It's just,
on.
Yeah, it's on.
But Pinedo, broomsticks.
Come on, man.
Breadsticks. Yeah. Them breadstick arms of his.
Yeah.
Leverage. Like anime. He knew he could beat him up as well.
I thought he was going to get B-Dave, but I didn't know he was going to get finished like this.
Bruh. Look at this. Oh, my days.
Look, the body language is all mad. Not really game. Get me?
Yeah, man.
It's that star dog, man. And that birthday cake, wedding cake.
No, my days. You got punched down to the ground.
Pineda's undoing that, though.
Yeah, he is on that. No, but you know what? One thing I did want to say as well regarding the refereeing, the refs should be checking where the opponents are when they count.
Yeah, of course.
Because I saw a few fights.
Don't start the count until the opponent's in the neutral corner.
I saw a few fights where Donnies were here. They're in the middle of the ring, like 1910 boxing, yeah? Referee turn around and they're back.
Yeah.
Those seconds can save a man.
Yeah.
Those seconds can save a man. True. So they got to be a bit more on it when it comes to ref. Look at Pineda. He can be very much right now.
Pineda's, bro, there's 2 steps. Bro,
he should be over there.
Yeah.
He should be over there.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be in the middle of the ring. He backed away himself. But that's cool. That's on Pineda to do that. Ref didn't check. Yeah, Ed Matthews, boy.
But sometimes you've got to learn the hard way, innit?
You do. This is a way to learn. This is the hard way. This is a visual representation of learning the hard way.
But the fight shouldn't have got stopped. He's meant to get 20 seconds.
Yes.
The rule book states. And that's even boxing.
If you get knocked out of the ring, you get 20 seconds to get in, to get back in. And what if we get him on his conspiracy thing now? What if he runs with that rule and says, I didn't get my 20 seconds?
No, let him. And that's you.
He'll say, they're going to be right. I didn't get my 20 seconds. No contest. I'm going to appeal it. I'm going to appeal it with the governing bodies. But he got knocked out of the ring, though. He didn't look like he was willing to move either.
No. He was chilling, man.
That embarrassment.
He was chilling.
Man.
Would you see them finishing shots with back of the head?
He's getting blasted. Yeah, it was. But yeah. Sometimes in the, it's the way his body was positioned as well.
Yeah.
It's not like he was.
How you just lay on the table like that?
That looks hella comfy.
Look.
He looks hella
this
comfy.
This guy's the evil guy. Look what he does. He's just moving his books.
Yeah.
He's
moving his pen.
There was a vibe around this show. The atmosphere was good. Mm-hmm. Misfits deserved their props where props is due.
Good start to the year.
Very good start to the year. Very good show. Very entertaining show. Mm-hmm. Millions of clicks so far because so many highlight reel things were happening. That's a job well done, I think. It's a good job well done.
Good night of boxing.
When they going to announce the next one now?
Mab said news is coming soon.
News is coming soon. Okay, so people will be waiting for that now. Yep. Shows like this make people want to see when the next one is.
Yep.
That's how it works. Yep. Yeah? Excitement. You want more excitement. So shout out to the team and everyone putting that together. Obviously, me and Lee always going to give you our reviews. We've got some interview opportunities coming up as well. I ain't going to say too much, but cooking up some guests. You know what I mean? A bit outside of the box as well. You may not expect so. Stay tuned with what's happening with Realm Wheels. Check the streaming platforms. Everything is available there as well. Appreciate it. Love.
Bless. How will I
sit up in the nose, please? Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.